Our top story this hour is that President Trump is preparing to leave hospital despite still being infected with COVID-19. A short time ago, the president announced on Twitter that he'll be leaving the Walter Reed Medical Center at 11:30 New Zealand time. He wrote, "He's feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago," he says in his tweet. Now, let's go to Washington and our correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, kia ora, good morning to you. Is it clear whether Donald Trump's doctors have given him the sign-off to leave?
No, absolutely not. We're supposed to be hearing from the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, very shortly. He's due to begin a briefing at Walter Reed Medical Center. I am bound to say that over the weekend, he did not prove to be a particularly reliable witness, having lied to the American public and reporters on Saturday about what medical interventions had been required in the treatment of President Donald Trump. He then conceded on Sunday that he had lied to the public, but told reporters, "We could all trust him now," when he said that the president was doing very well. There has been speculation that President Trump was very eager to get himself discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center on Sunday. The doctors said no, and according to the New York Times, the compromise that was struck was that he would be allowed to put the health and safety of his own Secret Service detail, his driver, senior members of his staff at risk, so he could engage in that utterly reckless and irresponsible drive past a small crowd of supporters that has gathered outside Walter Reed Medical Center since he arrived there 72 hours ago. And now I think we can cross, Susie, to Dr. Sean Conley, about to address reporters at the hospital.
He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal. Though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations, and most importantly, his clinical status, support the president's safe return home, where he'll be surrounded by world-class medical care 24/7. I'd like to bring Dr. Dooley up to review some more specifics.
Good afternoon. Just a brief update this morning. As Dr. Conley mentioned, the president continues to do very well. His vital signs this morning were notable for a temperature of 98.1. His blood pressure was 134 over 78. A respiratory rate of 17 respirations per minute. His heart rate was 68 beats per minute. And his last oxyhemoglobin saturation was 97% on room air. He currently does not endorse any respiratory complaints. And aside from our evaluation with the multidisciplinary team this morning, has maintained a full schedule, ambulating and working on the White House medical unit. Well, I'll turn it over to Dr. Garibaldi to again discuss therapeutics. Thanks.
Hi, good afternoon. And again, I just wanted to echo the sentiment of what an honor it is to be part of this wonderful team here at Walter Reed. Yesterday evening, the president received his third dose of remdesivir. He tolerated that infusion without difficulty, and his kidney and liver function continued to be normal. Our plan is to give the fourth dose of remdesivir this evening before he goes back to the White House, and we've made arrangements to deliver the fifth and final dose of his treatment course at the White House tomorrow evening. He continues on dexamethasone, and again, the plan for today is to continue to be up and out of bed, eat and drink, and work as he is able. And I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Jason Blaylock, who's an infectious disease specialist and the chief of medicine here at Walter Reed, to give some updates on infection control. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I just want to say what an honor it's been to be part of this medical team behind me and to care for the president. Since the president's arrival at Walter Reed, he's received medical management that remains in line with national clinical societal guidelines for treatment of COVID-19 infection. In addition, both myself and Dr. Wes Campbell have worked very closely with various laboratories in the area, state-of-the-art facilities to include USAMRIID and RARE, on obtaining advanced diagnostic testing to really inform the White House medical team of both the status of the president as well as his ability to transmit virus to others. Also, we have worked very closely with the Walter Reed team to ensure that we are looking very closely at infection control prevention strategies and the right posture so that the president can safely return to his residence. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Conley, who will answer any final questions.
Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent, still with us. Now, that, of course, as you were hearing, was the update there from President Trump's doctors. It's sounding like he's still getting treatment and still will be getting treatment after he leaves, Simon, but sounding like all his vital signs appear to be good.
Yeah, but it also sounds, Susie, as though he has insisted upon being discharged from the hospital. I mean, the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, saying at the start there, he may not be entirely out of the woods yet. He's having another treatment of remdesivir later today before he leaves Walter Reed. He's then going to have more remdesivir, I think they said, tomorrow. I mean, the American people sitting at home and watching all of this might wonder why a president who is not entirely out of the woods yet is deciding to take himself entirely out of the hospital and return to a White House that itself is increasingly soaked in COVID-19. Given the wealth of new positives that we've heard about today, including the president's own press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. It was also interesting to hear Dr. Dooley, I think it was there, say that the president will be returning to his residence. What does that mean? Does that mean he's going to be returning to the White House generally or the family quarters of the White House specifically where he will now go into isolation? Very unclear if he's going to isolate or while he is still COVID positive, the president who claims that he has learnt so much about this disease and is telling Americans on Twitter not to let it dominate their lives is instead going straight back to work. It's also worth pointing out, Susie, It'll be 72 hours since he arrived at the hospital when he departs. There is not a doctor out there that doesn't think that the most telling period for this kind of COVID-19 infection is at the 7 to 10 day mark. So, I mean, on the face of it, it is an absolutely stunning decision to return home.
Something else, you've mentioned that it does seem to be spreading around the White House with more and more people testing positive there. But also, how do you think Donald Trump's tweet is going to play with the electorate, where he says, don't be afraid of COVID, don't let it dominate your life. We have developed some really great drugs and knowledge, especially for the thousands of families, or hundreds of thousands of families of Americans who've died of coronavirus, and indeed the very many Americans who don't have access to healthcare.
It is impossible to conclude anything other than the fact that the president actually has not learnt very much from this experience. In three videos that he has put out since he was declared COVID-19 positive, and again in this tweet today, at no point has he given the American public any public health advice. He hasn't told them to wear face masks. He hasn't told them to engage in social distancing. At his own White House, his own press secretary, who tested positive today, gave a mask-free briefing to reporters at the White House yesterday, who themselves now are all going to have to go and get tested. He engaged in that ride-by last night, driving past the crowd of supporters at the hospital, something that exposed senior members of his team and his driver and his Secret Service agent to COVID-19. And we saw polling over the weekend that showed 72% of Americans in an ABC News Washington Post survey believe that the president has not done enough to safeguard his own personal health, nor has he done enough to safeguard the personal health of the American public. At a time when he is 14 points behind Joe Biden in the latest national opinion poll, a poll that was conducted after the debacle of the first presidential debate, but before President Trump tested positive for COVID-19, it is very hard to see that there is much of a sympathy bump out there for him that he's going to be able to rely upon in a bid to turn his fortunes around. And that, Susie, assumes that over the course of the next few days, we don't suddenly see Marine One descending onto the lawn of the White House again to take him back to Walter Reed Medical Center for further treatment later in the week.
Thank you very much for that. Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.